Our news.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Deliberations are currently underway in the sentencing of Tony Earls Jr. He's the man who was convicted of manslaughter on Tuesday for the shooting death of 9-year-old Arlene Alvarez 3 years ago. The charge carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. We'll have sentencing details for you when we know them here on News 88.7. Harris County has approved a new budget at $2.8 billion. The county also avoids a $200 million deficit with creative cuts to unfilled positions. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says pay raises will allow his department to compete for talented officers to join Harris County sheriffs.
My sincere gratitude to Commissioners Garcia, Ramsey, and Briones, who made the tough but very necessary decision to make the largest single-year investment in Harris County law enforcement.
Commissioner Adrian Garcia told broadcasters core services will not be cut. Judge Lena Hidalgo had expressed concerns about potential cuts to flood control efforts to make up for the deficit. Striking hotel workers in downtown Houston could soon be joined on the picket line by workers from the nearby convention center. About 100 food and beverage workers at the George R. Brown Convention Center announced Wednesday that they will take a vote on whether to strike. It's unclear when that vote will happen. Their contract with the Levy Food Services Company expires at the end of the month. Bartender Chelsea Wyatt says they want a $23 hourly wage, an increase from the current base of $16 an hour.
We are the backbone of the hospitality industry. Yes. You know, we are oftentimes we're overlooked, we're underpaid, and we are here to say that we demand fair wages, we demand fair schedules, and most importantly, we deserve respect.
Amen.
The city's local government corporation, Houston First, owns both facilities. Levy says it is optimistic that we'll reach a fair agreement soon, end quote. Houston First says it hopes the union will, quote, negotiate in good faith.